Some 30 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning, we're into the final hour of the show, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, with temperatures reaching an all-time high, South Africans are or could possibly be at a risk of heat exhaustion or even heat stroke, with babies, children and the elderly the most sensitive to the heat. Now, appropriate hydration is vital and key to avoid heat-related ailments and illnesses. But of course, before we reach for, you know, some of that ice water straight from the fridge, experts say that a warm cup of rooibos tea might be a better alternative. Wow. So this morning we are joined online by Joe Swart, Research Director for the South African Rooibos Council, to tell us a bit more. Joe, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, yes. Thanks for having us. And it's a crazy idea to drink a hot cup of rooibos tea on a hot day, I know.
Absolutely. Perhaps, you know, take us through it, you know, as unrealistic as it sounds, you know, saying that a warm cup of rooibos tea can cool you down. What is the evidence behind this in terms of the research?
Yeah, I always thought it's an old wives' tale, you know, if you drink a hot cup of tea on a hot day, it'll cool you down. But there's scientific proof now. The University of Ottawa in Canada has done four different independent studies proving that a hot beverage actually cools the core temperature of the body down instead of colder water. So the test or the research they did, the first one, what they did, they looked at the local changes in sweat rate following fluid ingestion of different temperatures during exercise. So they put 10 guys on a bicycle, they under controlled conditions, they make them cycle at like 50% to 75% of their VO2 max, and then they feed them different liquids at different temperatures. And what they found, if they ingest cold water or cold liquids, their core body temperature actually rises. And if they give them hot beverages over 50 degrees, their core body temperature actually reduces. So that puzzled them a bit. So they try to then work out where the potential location of the thermoreceptors is, you know, along the gastric act. So they wanted to see what causes this. Is it sitting, you know, is the thermoreceptor in the throat? Is it in the stomach? Where is it? And they found that it's in the stomach. Mm-hmm. So if hot fluid or cold fluid reaches the stomach, the stomach sends the brain the signal, I'm overheating or I need more heat, and your body adjusts. That was one of the studies that came out. The next study, what they did, they looked at the evaporative heat loss from the skin. Also, giving these athletes different temperatures. And obviously what they found, if they consume hot beverages, the guys sweat more and there's more heat loss through the skin via sweating. You know, and the other thing they did, they looked at the body heat storage during physical activity, and they found that it's lower with hot fluid ingestion under conditions that permit full evaporation. That's compared to like an ice slurry. Mm-hmm. So they feed the athletes an ice slurry. The stomach obviously tells the brain, oh, I'm cold, you need to heat up, and the core body temperature heats up. That's basic. The basic signs of it. So it's actually crazy, and it's not only rooibos tea. It's any hot beverage. But we at the South African Rooibos Council saying, if you want to drink a hot beverage, you might as well go for the healthiest hot beverage on the planet, just about, arguably. And that's rooibos tea. It's got so many health benefits.
Sure. Now, Joe, would this apply to, you know, the elderly, toddlers, babies, etc.?
Yes, right through the bank. From babies to the elderly. There's no negative effect, and that's why we say rooibos tea. Obviously, you can't feed caffeine drinks to toddlers and to older people, and that's why rooibos tea is caffeine-free. There's no fat in it. It's low in tannins. There's no calories. There's no sugar. It's naturally sweet, so you don't need to add any sugar. And with all the other research on the, you know, that's going on, it's proved that it reduces the risk of heart disease. It reduces the risk of cancer. You know, there's so many health benefits in rooibos. You know, and the best thing is it costs 50 cents a serving. So even if you grab a bottle of water, you know yourself, it'll cost you between 8 and 10 rand. if you grab a bottle of water first serving, where a cup of rooibos tea will cost you 50 cents, mm-hmm. which is actually crazy.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you know, looking at rooibos tea, you know, being a healthier alternative for both the young and the old, you know, are there any specific ways to enjoy, you know, rooibos tea, especially considering, you know, this insane weather we are having? Is it just about, you know, popping a tea bag into your cup, pouring over some boiling water and boom, bottoms up?
Yeah, there's various ways. Obviously, the old traditional way is to make your cup of rooibos tea with hot boiling water and then consume a hot beverage. The other ways people do it, and, you know, it's becoming more popular, is the cold infusions.
Mm.
So they'll make a cup of hot tea, they'll add a slice of lemon, add some berries into it, pop it into the fridge, and drink it as an iced tea. So in weather where the humidity is very high, like the Durban weather, it's probably recommended not to drink a hot cup of rooibos, but rather have an iced tea instead, because it's all to do with the internal sweat rate. So if it's very humid, the sweat won't evaporate and it won't cool your body down.
Mm.
And that's why people go for the iced teas. You know, but there's various ways of drinking your tea. People always ask, is it with milk, is it without milk? It's basically how you prefer your tea. But it's actually good to experiment in the iced teas, especially with rooibos, because it's not that, it doesn't have that bitter taste. It's got a naturally sweet taste, and it makes a delicious iced tea.
Brilliant. Now, of course, you know, apart from rooibos tea, you know, assisting in cooling us down, you know, in terms of the healing properties that rooibos has, I mean, you know, the older generation would say that you can use it for nappy rashes, etc. In your opinion, you know, does rooibos tea have these healing properties? And perhaps, you know, elaborate on it for us.
100%. At the South African Rooibos Council, we spent over 8 million rand in the last 3-4 years on research, and the next 5 years we committed another 5 million rand, and that's just from the South African Rooibos Council. Then there's funding from the Cancer Association, we get funding from government, who's doing all these independent research. So it's not us as the rooibos industry saying this is a miracle drug, it's actually scientifically proven. And you know, and the reason why it's rooibos, because the mix of rooibos polyphenols is unique, because it contains aspalathin, and to date it's the only isolated from aspalathin, Aspalathus linearis, which is the botanical name for the rooibos plant. So that's the only plant that we know of that's got aspalathin, and aspalathin is the magic ingredient according to the researchers. The aspalathin is the major flavonoid of unfermented rooibos. Aspalathin is important not only because it's a unique compound, but also because it's the most active antioxidant in rooibos in many cases. Now, rooibos, as you know, is full of antioxidants, and these antioxidants fight the free radicals in your body, you know, so it prevents any type of diseases, and it's proven. You know, rooibos doesn't contain any caffeine. It's considered a low-tannin beverage. The antioxidant activity of teas is very important because they can scavenge free radicals and also help to protect cells and lipids against oxidative damage. Rooibos extracts contain powerful free radical scavengers, and that's the secret, you know, behind rooibos. Mm. So there's a lot of studies that's going on at the moment, because we know it works. And we know the old wives' tales, and the Khoisan people for many generations believed in the health aspects of rooibos. What we're trying to do now is to understand how does it work. And it's going to start in the lab. So it starts under a microscope on a plate where we do research on the cells. And then from there it moves to animal studies. And then from there it goes to clinical studies. So we're currently busy with a couple of clinical studies on humans. To not only prove, but to tell people how healthy rooibos is and what it actually does to the body, and we all can understand how and why it does it.
Certainly. Joe, any final comment from yourself for this morning?
Well, as you know, it's a scorcher again today, especially down here in Durban where I am. So I've actually got a hot cup of rooibos right here. So my advice to you, if you want to live longer and have a happy, healthy life, is to grab that cup of rooibos tea. You know, and the experts say that you should be drinking 6 cups of rooibos tea through the day.
Wow.
So if you start your day with a cup, it sounds a lot, you know, but I've got a pot of rooibos on my desk all the time. And I drink it from hot all the way to when it's cold. So I probably drink, I don't know, probably about 10 cups of rooibos. I enjoy my coffee as well, so I have a couple of, you know, probably 2 cups of coffee. It's a superfood, and you know, I get so excited when I talk about rooibos because people don't know about it. Some people do. In the olden day, rooibos used to be known as the poor man's tea, because black tea used to come over the ships in these big tea chests, and it was only the rich people that could afford it, and that's why the local people in the Cape started brewing rooibos tea from the rooibos bush, and they found it delicious, sweet, you know, and it's taken off. And if you look at the prices of rooibos tea now, it's way more expensive than black tea. Yeah. You know, black tea is your normal Ceylon tea that's on the market. You know, and the reason why the price is higher, because it's supply and demand. People are realizing what a good product it is, and there's just not enough supply at the moment. So we've been through a drought, so supply was under huge constraint. You know, and the interesting thing about rooibos is it only grows in one place in the world. It's a 200-kilometer radius around Clan William in the Western Cape.
Wow.
Nowhere else in the world do you get it. And that's why supply is under strain. But luckily, there's huge capacity, so we can increase the area and put plant more rooibos basically in that area to supply the world demand. And it's becoming very popular worldwide, and that's why the price is going up. But as I say, at 50 cents a cup of tea, it's still cheap. It's very cheap.
Certainly interesting stuff. But Joe, thanks so much for sharing with us as well as schooling us this morning. We do appreciate your time and insight on the matter.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Research Director for the South African Rooibos Council, Joe Swart, speaking to us this morning.